Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Lisa Ressler. Lisa, you are the founder and CEO of Big Click Co. And you're found on the web at bigclickco.com. Lisa, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
Well, I am so I'm so excited to learn and kind of get your view of where we are with all things at social media advertising and YouTube. And so we're going to get into all that. And I'm so excited to have that conversation. But Lisa, before we do, you know, just for folks that, you know, kind of want to know maybe what you're into when you're not at work, what's been keeping you busy or what are you geeking out on lately?
Okay. There are two things that I geek out on.
Yeah.
One is for my relaxation and mental health. I'm really into yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, so I'm not into yoga, but I'd like to be.
Yes.
I have an active mind and the monkey mind loves to it. But this is what I've been hearing more of, right? If you force yourself to like, just cut out all the dopamine and you just get good at being in this non-dopamine farming, you know, for periods of time, it's so good for you. Can you give me any advice?
I think that, right. I think that that really fits in with meditation where you're learning, they train you to focus on your breath, focus in the present. I think that's the thing. Cause you mentioned monkey mind and I'm not an expert on that, but that's one of the things that they'll tell you in meditation and yoga is to focus on the present. Focus on the breathing, focus on the movements, and try not to think, you know, when you get pulled away, your mind pulls away from it, to come back into focus on just the movement. And eventually, I think it does take practice. I've been doing it for like 7 years.
Wow.
So, but I think it does give you a lot more energy ultimately and a lot more focus ultimately because you can take a break.
Yeah. I thank you for inspiring me.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you had a second passion that you were
the second passion is I collect Atari 2600 games.
Oh my God, you and me both. Tell me about your collection.
I have every Activision game ever made.
Activision? Activision was my favorite publisher back in the day.
Yeah, I read the subreddits on the Atari 2600, and that is actually one of the most fun things I read. It just
I love
to see people's treasures. They post I love it. It's fun. I'm like, that's so cool.
So I've I think I have about 60 cartridges right now, and I'm like, okay, where can I? What's the best place to get Atari 2600 cartridges if you're building your collection?
I think eBay, flea markets, any of those sort of, you know, those
And is
places.
There, like, can you set alerts or, I know on eBay sometimes they're kind of pricey.
Yeah, I think, well, it depends on, I mean, it seems like when you get so far in your collection, you're actually looking for specific pieces or specific games.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's one of those things that you just run into. And if you're looking specifically, you have to look, you know, look on eBay, but people find them at garage sales. That's what I love about this, that that subreddit is people will say like, I bought this. Is it good? Is it a good score? and you know, people get really excited about it
Oh.
and the fun, the little games. It's just so much nostalgia, and you know, it's not a very expensive hobby, a collection hobby. So
Yeah. I had about 30 growing up that my parents were able to kind of pack up and send to me. So I kept
cool.
those ones. And I think somewhere in the 90s, I remember I got nearly, I think maybe about 25 cartridges for $10. I was like,
Right.
oh, what I wouldn't give for a deal like that again.
Well, what's really fun about that, besides all the nostalgia, is when you can pass on those good feelings and those good vibes
Yes.
to the younger generation,
Yeah.
and you know, they think it's pretty cool.
What are two or three of your favorite Atari games?
River Raid,
Yes.
Pitfall,
Yes.
Donkey Kong.
I like it. I like adventure a lot. And then I get into I have a MAME arcade that we built as well that has 20,000 games on it. This is the last thing I'll just share. We got to move on to your stuff. Atari released a 20 original 2600 cartridge compatible console last year that I got for Christmas, and that has been so wonderful because my old system was just really buggy and a lot of the cartridges weren't readable anymore. The joysticks, you know, the original joysticks, everything is all, you know, with the 9-pin connector, you know, original connectors and stuff. But that is a really great unit. I'd highly recommend someone if they do have some old cartridges laying around, go get that console because it brings all those memories back. It's very authentic to the original console.
Yes, I got the 2600 plus.
Yeah, that's it. The 26. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
2600
When
plus.
it's, yes. So, yeah, we could geek out on this. They
Oh
could
my gosh,
geek out on
Lisa,
this and
thank you
talk
so
like, but
much.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's fun. It's fun ways to clear your mind, right? From
For
podcasting.
sure, for sure. All right, so let's talk about what you do with Big Click Co.
Okay, I work with clients to basically on their Google ads, Microsoft ads, LinkedIn ads, anything that's a pay per click where they're running their ads, they pay when someone clicks on their ad to go to their website and hopefully generate the traffic they want, the lead, the sale. You know, obviously with e-commerce, there's a lot of revenue attached to it. So that I help them ma do the strategy and manage their campaigns. And yeah, just in a small nutshell, that's what I do for the clients.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, Lisa, for those of us who do not pay attention to the PPC world, please give us a state of the union. Where are we right now? Because I would imagine a lot of things have been evolving over the past year or so.
Right. I would say things are evolving daily. So if you look at Google, a lot of people talk about Google because they're leading. You know, they are the biggest platform, but not to dismiss Microsoft because they have some really awesome features and products. But Google had a lot of announcements in the past couple of weeks about.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and everybody freaked out. Everybody got super excited. Everybody freaked out, was very opinionated. It was like a party. It was like a PPC
Yeah.
party.
Well,
And
listen, I've been an Apple fanboy for so long, and Apple is getting lapped. It's
yeah.
embarrassing. So, no, it was very, very exciting. For those who weren't really paying attention, how does what Google announced at I/O affect the PPC world?
Well, the part of it was the Google that we were paying attention to is the Google Marketing Live, where they're talking about the features that they're going to be releasing. And this is people get really excited about it because it's directly tied to companies' revenue, right? You're paying for ads, you want to make money from those ads. And they're integrating more AI into the ads for everything, for bidding, how much you'll pay, for targeting, who you'll reach, for the ad copy, the creative that people see when they see the ads. So all of that they'll be incorporating more AI into that. People have advertisers and then the SEO people, the organic search people, have been very concerned about those AI
Oh
overviews.
yeah.
So
No
when
kidding.
you're searching in Google, you're seeing instead of the line item search results and then the ads, you're seeing these these exciting descriptions that are answering your questions, which is pushing everything down. So that's caused a lot of chaos over the last 6 months. And so Google is saying that they're going to be increasing the number of results and ads in those, and shopping ads in those AI
In the
overview
AI result,
results.
that's appropriate, right? At least source, my God, at least source what you're sharing is my opinion on that. Lisa, all that said, given, all of the progression with AI, and you shared one bright ray of hope, I think, for folks that have invested heavily in SEO, but that begs the question, is SEO dead?
That's I'm not an SEO expert, but I don't think it's dead because there's always ways for you to be discoverable without ads. So search engine optimization or organic optimization, I don't think that will ever go away. And the SEO people right now are really focusing on how they're going to be visible in the chatbots. So when you're in this chatbot using that as a search engine and saying, I'm looking for vitamins, or I'm looking for shoes that are good, hiking shoes, good for this trip, upcoming trip. They're looking for ways to have their websites used as sources of information for the chatbots.
And when it comes to PPC, so we were talking about Google a little bit. You also manage BigClickCo, like you manage PPC on social. Is that right? Yeah, what's going on in social PPC, particularly Meta?
Meta, I don't work in that as much because I don't have as many consumer clients, but they do have very sophisticated targeting, which is more individual focused because they have all of the information in contained on their social platform about what you're doing and who you're conversing with and the topics of your activity, what you're looking at. So they're using a lot of these AI targeting tactics, the same as Google and same as Microsoft. And I heard that Zuckerberg said that he wanted to, have ad agencies be obsolete at some point in the future because the ad process would be so automated. So obviously,
So
they're very dedicated.
are you more bullish on YouTube?
I love YouTube.
And so, I mean, what did it tell me about the work that you do? I mean, and again, I'm just asking kind of like what your strongest core competencies are. And we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm kind of picking at from your website here.
Oh, right. So, it all depends on the client and what they are selling, what is the best mix for them. Because for B2B, YouTube isn't, as effective a channel, but it's good for them to do for their branding for sure. YouTube has so many visitors. So much volume, so much activity. I don't have the numbers at the top of my head, but it isn't the second largest search engine. And as we continue to gravitate towards video more and more, I mean, YouTube is very critical because it's also showing up in the search results, and it's also showing up in those AI tools, all of the AI tools, right, as resources. But we can place ads with amazing accuracy on YouTube. YouTube also has this whole like CTV, connected TV component, where you can do basically, take it up a notch and do these TV ads that are being served on YouTube when they're on TV screens. So there's
Oh,
so
like on
many
YouTube
different,
TV.
yes, and not just YouTube TV, but YouTube when it's on the TV screen, because Google knows the difference where you're watching it.
Oh, cool.
Right? So they can say, okay, we want to target, this person or people in by this interest when they're on the TV screen, when they're viewing from the TV screen. So it just
Yeah, yeah.
right.
Well, Lisa, who particularly we know and work with a lot of B2B folks. I would assume you it sounds like you do B2B. How might someone know that they really need to grab a call with you? Like you would be just so perfect for them. Like what might be those indicators that they might be a good intro for you?
I think a good intro for me as someone who is really excited about doing this sort of advertising and that has a budget from I would say lowest would be maybe $2,000 per month and up, and who's open to AI and a comprehensive strategy for their B2B. It's definitely B2B is like definite. It can be really tricky, right? When you're working with companies that are like manufacturers or just there's just a lot of non-sexy sorts of businesses, but that's not what I'm really about. I love to solve problems and to help these companies get the word out about what they do. So, and it you have to do that in a creative way through these various platforms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Lisa, your website, bigclickco.com, like how does someone figure out, I mean, if they've been listening to our conversation right here, like how would they know that they might be like what do they do next?
Right. They can go to the website and they can fill out a contact form and we can set up a meeting to talk about it. They can also find me on LinkedIn to and we can connect and we can follow each other to read content so they can learn more about what I do. I have a newsletter and I write for Search Engine Journal. So there
Yeah.
might be some topics that they're interested in digging into a little bit more before they reach out. And that's awesome. That's totally fine.
Lisa Ressler, your website, bigclickco.com. Lisa, thank you so much for the conversation. Let's go play some River. What was it? River Raid?
River Raid, yes, I love
Yeah, it's a
it.
fun one. Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.